Like Donald Trump's Boeing 757, the General Services Administration's multiple award schedule flies on and on, even after so many shiny new vehicles have come into the scene. Now the GSA is working to revitalize the contract, and joining me to discuss some of the more important changes, Julia Kuhn, a consultant at the Center Law and Consulting Group. Ms. Kuhn, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So the venerable MAS, or Multiple Award Schedule Program, is undergoing some changes to try to, I guess, keep sales and keep the interest of contractors. What do you think are the most important changes GSA is proposing?
Well, the most important change is the new offer process for successful legacy contractors.
And how does that work?
So a successful legacy contractor is a contractor who is approaching the end of their 20-year contract period in the FSS program. And in order to follow the new streamlined process, a contractor must be submitting a new offer for the same schedule and SINs. The schedule, the sales under the existing contract have averaged a minimum of $25,000 per year for the previous 5 years of reported sales, and there must be a demonstrated pattern of satisfactory past performance under the existing contract. To simplify the process, GSA has added clause SCP-FSS-001-S, and it eliminates the following requirements for these new successful legacy contractors. The readiness assessment is no longer required. Financial statements aren't required. Corporate experience is no longer required. Past performance or open ratings is no longer required. And the relevant project experience is not required.
So under those conditions, then, a company can get a 20-year contract on the schedule?
Yes. So they already have a 20-year contract, and they're approaching the end of their first 20 years. So now they need to go in and get a new contract for a new 20 years.
Do you think there were companies leaving GSA schedules because of how difficult it was to renew the 20-year?
Well, I don't know if they were leaving the schedules, but it was definitely more difficult to get a new 20-year contract. And you couldn't do the new contract proposal until 9 months prior to the end of your contract. And now you can do it at any time before your existing contract ends. And since you don't have as many requirements, obviously it's not going to take you as much time and money to do your new proposal.
And if you had $24,999 for each of the 5 years and you still wanted to stay on, GSA will still keep you, but you've got to do it the old-fashioned way?
Well, if you don't meet the minimum sales requirements for GSA, your schedule is subject to cancellation. But you can request to extend your contract, but sometimes the GSA could say no. And after, you have 2 years to get the $25,000 in sales, but then after that, you have to maintain $25,000 in sales each 12-month period, and then you could be canceled if you're not meeting these requirements.
We're speaking with Julia Kuhn, a consultant at the Center Law and Consulting Group. And what do you think will be the practical effect of this change?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot easier for more companies to go in with their new schedule proposal, and it will speed up, hopefully, the proposal process, as right now it does take a lot of time and money. So hopefully it will save companies time and money using this new successful legacy contractor streamlined process.
So it's almost like a perpetual contractor, provided you deliver and you have a minimum sales level.
Yes. Yeah.
And what are you advising clients, or what are you advising people that want to rebid under these circumstances to do? What are some good ways to make sure your proposal sails through?
So in order to ensure a smooth transition from your existing contract to the new legacy contract, we're recommending that you update your existing contract prior to submitting a new proposal. You want to review your labor categories, your products, your pricing, and all other terms and conditions. If changes need to be made, you want to make sure you modify your existing contract now so you can move the existing contract to the new legacy contract. Almost pick up the old and put it into the new. So it'll be a smooth transition for you and your contracting officer.
And what about pricing? Because of the price reduction clause, which I guess is still in effect, what are your pricing strategies? What do they need to be for renewing and for 20-year contracts?
Well, a new CSP will be required commercial sales practices, so you want to make sure your commercial sales practices are current, accurate, and complete, and that you have the deviations that you need to ensure compliance with the price reductions clause.
So none of this is easy, but maybe a little easier.
Yes.
Julia Kuhn is a consultant with the Center Law and Consulting Group. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You can find a link to her analysis along with this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.